INS Law, you're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hi Aaron, it's Natasha Harley actually. I had a missed call from you.
Right, okay, just bear with me one second. Okay, Natasha, yeah, I was just giving you a call in regards to the inquiry that we've received overnight in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Is now a better time to talk for yourself, is it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, okay. So what I want to do is I'm just going to go through the inquiry and application process with you. So I'm just going to start off by gathering some generic details for data protection. So how am I best titling you, Natasha? Is it Miss, Mrs. or MS?
It's Miss.
Miss, okay. And then I've got your first name here as yet. Natasha, surname Harley. Have you got any middle names?
Agnes Zelda.
Agnes, is that double-barreled, is it?
Yes, Agnes, A-G-N-E-S, and then it's Elder, E-L-D-E-R.
Okay, perfect. And I've got your email address here as harleynatasha84@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and what's your date of birth, please, Natasha?
It's the 15th of the 4th, 1993.
The day after mine.
Yeah, oh, is that?
Yeah, wow. I'm on the 14th.
Oh God.
Okay, Natasha, and what's your address, please?
It's 15 Tormusk Road, Flat 32.
Is that in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Is it 3/2? Is it?
Yeah, 3/2. Yeah.
Perfect. That one there. This was 3/2/15. Okay, perfect. Okay, and do you know the address that you lived in prior to being placed into care?
I actually was in, I stayed in 67 Star Point Street with my mum at the time.
Was that Star Point?
Yeah, Startpoint Street.
And you said that was North Ayrshire?
No, that's Glasgow as well, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yep, I've got that one there. Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and was you known by any other names during your time in care?
Sorry?
Was you known by any other names during your time in care?
No.
No, okay. And am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, please?
Yes, it's Senga Flott. It's S-E-N-G-A.
Sorry, S-E-N-G-A.
G-A. And yep. Then it's Flott, F-L-O-T-T.
Okay, and your father's name?
George Harley.
Perfect. Your parents don't get contacted often, just out of...
No.
Just out of reassuring.
It's a bit hard when they were dead.
No, fair enough, I understand. And obviously, sorry to hear that as well. It's just more so with your records, your care records, some of them are filed under the names of your mother and father, with you being under the age of 18 at the time. So some local authorities and institutions do request for the names, some don't, but obviously we just have them on record just so we can provide it for if and maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, and have you changed your name legally by deed, poll or marriage at all?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. What's the name of your GP that you registered at, please?
It's Castle Oak Health Centre at the moment.
Did you say Castle Hill Miller?
Castlemilk Health Centre.
Yep, I've got that here. Perfect, okay. And the best methods of contact with yourself, are we okay to send you an email and text message as well as give you a call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, okay. Perfect. And is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application at all?
What's that mean?
So basically, if anything was to happen to you during your time of the application process, the award given to you can be awarded to a person of your choice.
My daughter Priya.
Okay, is Priya over the age of 18?
No, she's
No.
not.
Okay.
Just do have to be over 18.
Yeah. Is anybody
Yeah.
over 18 that you'd like to nominate?
Yeah, probably my sister, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Harley.
Harley. And do you know Elizabeth's date of birth?
8th of the 1st, 1992.
Two. And what's do you know Elizabeth's number at all?
Yeah, I can give you a number, yeah.
Perfect, thank you.
Wait a second.
That's okay, take your time.
It's 074
Yep.
783
Yep.
252
Yep.
58.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, perfect. Okay, Natasha, so I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take
Yeah.
your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And is there any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of at all?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, so the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and the options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess on whether we may be able to assist you. Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. But the three options that you are applicable to is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. But INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we will not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Excuse me, Natasha. At this stage, can you just confirm if you have instructed any other law firms to represent you for this redress scheme?
Oh, I've also just contacted yourself.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, Natasha, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. Excuse me. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%. Okay. It is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call for you.
Mummy.
Is that your little boy in the background?
Yeah. He's autistic, so he's just constantly verbal.
I've got a little man myself. He's two or three weeks. And I was off for like 2 days this week, just sorting my car out, just getting a new car and stuff. So trying to get it beyond, I was literally on the same issue. I was on the phone to the insurance for about 50 minutes trying to sort things on my little fella. It's just because I was home from work. He was just attached to me. He's like, dad. And I was like, lad, 1 minute.
I know, you actually don't get a minute. He's nearly two and all, and he's just constantly on the go.
they're amazing at that age, though, aren't they?
If
you do need to attend to him and you need me to repeat anything, just let me know. I completely understand. Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so if instructed, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the redress scheme. What we'll do is gather and review all evidence and prepare and submit the application on your behalf.
Yeah.
We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we will always advise you on any offers made later down in the process. And when our offer is made and accepted, we'll explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is accepted, and also offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
Yeah.
So what that statutory waiver is for yourself, Natasha, is basically if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the waiver to you before you decide whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah, that's
perfect. You also do have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed with ourselves, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. And you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. But if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst cancellation rights still remain. Okay, so if that was the case, Natasha, would you like us to start work straight away for you?
Yes.
Yep, of course. We can get that ball rolling for you, no problem. Okay, so we are able to formally act for you. We will require proof of identity for verification purposes and also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So therefore, we will need a copy of photo ID and proof of address data within the last 3 months of today's date. If there is no photo ID available, you can send 3 proofs of addresses.
Yeah, I've got my passport. That's for the thing.
Perfect. Not a problem. What I'll do, following on or during this call, I can send you a email just requesting for the proof of identity and address, and you can just respond back to that email with the attached images, please.
Yeah, no problem.
Perfect. Thank you. So what I'll do for yourself now, Natasha, is I'll just go through your time and care, if that's still all okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, okay. So how many care settings were you in?
I actually didn't care if I was wrong. I actually started off in foster care.
Okay.
I started off there. I was in 2 different foster cares.
And what council were they under?
I'm not too sure. I was very young at the time when this happened. I just know one of them was my grand's next door neighbour's auntie, and it was in Busby. I know that.
Busby.
Yeah. The other one I can't remember because it was quite traumatising. They were quite nasty and bad too, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember that one.
Yeah. No, of course I understand. So did you suffer abuse in both foster cares?
No, just in the first, the second one. We got locked in rooms and things like that. There's loads of things that happened. Like the woman in the foster care had her actual own kids, and like she would give them like fish and chips and things like that, and they would get fed like the food for like the freezer, and it'd be like frozen homemade soup that it'd be defrosted, and all you see is like it's just water. We just like carrots and stuff, and we didn't eat it, then we could put it in this room. They would drag us about and things like that, so they were pretty nasty, yeah.
Okay. So can you remember what year you was in the second foster care? Or how old you was, roughly?
Must have been about five, six at a time.
Okay.
Maybe I six.
I'll put 1998 as a baseline. How long was you with this foster family for?
Oh, I think it was some just over a year, maybe.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll give us that room of 1998 to 2000.
Yeah.
Obviously, these dates that are important, and they don't have to be exact because obviously we'll match
Yeah.
this with your care records once you've received them. So I'm just gonna what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna type up a little bit of a brief statement, not too extensive on it, and just a bit of a baseline so the redress scheme can recognise the
Yeah.
forms of abuse that you've suffered. When I was placed in this foster care, I was around 5, 6 years old. And there's four types of abuse that the WEVA scheme look at. You've got neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. Out of them four, Natasha, what would you say you suffered at this young age?
Neglect, physical abuse and emotional abuse.
Okay.
100%.
Physical, emotional, okay. So just talk me through again what you had to endure in this foster care setting, if that's okay, please.
Like they would stop us from like we'd have co a wee minute darling. We would have contact with my mum and like they would stop it and things like that if like say for talking to my brother or something would act like not behave how they wanted them there. Like they would stop full contact and we would get literally physically dragged about the house. My wee brother, he physically was locked in a room for 4 days. They would give us leftover food, just and watch them and their families eat normal food, like they just freshly got that day. The man, that her partner, he tried to be handful on me, trying to hit us,
Yeah.
quite a few times. It was just a nightmare, to be honest with you.
Okay. So you said that you'd watch the foster family eat the food that they freshly got that day. Whilst they obviously didn't share that with you,
Yeah,
is that right?
and we literally get watered down. Yeah, we get literally watered down soup with carrots, and they would literally be floating on top of the bowl.
Okay, when you said that you watched your brother get dragged across the house, where did he get taken, did you say?
He took from the kitchen straight up to the other room, and I had it was a white door with a lock on it, from the outside, a silver, just one of the locks you push all along. One of them, and that's if they disbehaved, that's where we would go. And then we would tell social work this, and they would say, no, we were lying, that wasn't true. They would never investigate the lock when we told them we'd investigate the lock.
Okay. In terms of food, oh, we've already mentioned food, but in terms of maybe then clothing or, hygiene and bathing, what was that like for you?
Hygiene, bathing and things like that would be, me and my sister were always really scared to bath or whatever else like that.
Yeah.
In that house we just were never comfortable with the people who was there. There was an older man and this older woman. I think her name was Florence and Dennis, I'm pretty sure their names were. And they would just have a just a wash and kid on, we'd be bathed and things like that. And down to clothes, unless social services literally physically brought clothes in, foods would wear whatever they had.
Okay. When you did put on their clothes, what they had, not the social workers, like the parents, were they, for instance, were they oversized? Were they dirty? Were they tatty?
Yeah, a few times they were oversized and some of them it was just really stuff, really stuff in the summer and things like that. Just whatever they had, we had to put on. Yeah, their kids were dressed smart, do you know what I mean? Going to school and stuff. I always remember being in the kitchen one time and they were all going to school and they were having breakfast, and I always remember my sister saying that she wanted the uniform that her boy had, and she was screaming at her that morning and telling her she was to be grateful and she took her in and things like that. And she, obviously my sister's only a year older than me, so I mean she was young, she just didn't know.
Okay. Oh. Okay. What I'm going to do for you, Natasha, is I'm going to leave it there for now. I'm going to say leave it there for now is because further down in the process, your file is going to get flicked over to our investigations team, and they're the ones who are going to gather the records on your behalf. Once they've gathered the records, they'll then be in touch with you to book in a time that suits you best to do a more in-depth witness statement, which is basically just expanding on what we've spoken about just then. And they'll ask you further questions in terms of, how has it made you feel? Go just dive deeper into the event. Like they're specialized in this, and this will just go towards the final submission of your application, obviously to strengthen your case the best that we can, and obviously the effects that it had on you then, and if it still just a plain effect on you now.
Yes.
So with that being said, obviously, yeah, this is enough for me to provide to the Scottish Government in order to obtain an application number on your behalf. There's two types of payments that we can go for. There's a fixed payment of £10,000, and this is solely a fixed award regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But there's also a individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed independent panel based on the level of abuse that you've suffered. With what you've told me there, I do feel like this case is worth just more than just a £10,000 payout. So I am going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment, okay, of up to £100,000. I do just need to ask, have you received any relevant payments from court or anything like that in regards to the abuse that you've suffered from your time in care?
No.
No, okay.
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
I didn't even get help when I came out of care. No, I've not been in trouble.
No, okay. What were you going to say about care? Sorry.
See, after care, when you come out of care, they might help you with housing and things like that. They didn't even do anything like that. They promised or they'd help get housed and me housed and things like that, but no, they didn't bother. They just kind of left me to it.
Yeah, okay. It's not ideal for yourself, is it, when you want to obviously, get put on your own 2 feet kind of thing? It's not ideal at all.
Yeah, definitely.
So what I'm going to do for you, Natasha, is I'm going to send you through a link via text and email, but you'll probably receive a notification via the text. It's just in regards to the document that I need signing on your behalf. So the documents that are getting sent out to yourself is a client care letter, which is basically just a hi and welcome from ourselves, and this is what we do. A conditional fee agreement, which is basically just a breakdown of our percentages that we take of the 19.2%, so the 16% plus VAT. And then there's a letter of authority as well, which basically gives us the right to act on your behalf in obtaining any relevant records that can, you know, support this case. Alongside the part one and the part two of the application, and then there'll be a part two extra where you'll see the statement that I've just written up for you. If you want, I can send this whilst I'm on the phone to you and help you in any way and give you any assistance if need be, if you'd like that.
Should the sign, if it's just really signing stuff off?
Yeah, it literally is. It'll take you about 2 minutes. You just use the yellow box at the bottom to guide you. So if you click that box, it'll take you straight to the field that's required to sign. So what I'll do for you now is I'll send that over to you. If that can come back to me possibly today, I can get that sent off before I leave the office today, and it'll start the ball rolling on your behalf in terms of obtaining this application number. So I'm just about to send that over to you now, so you should receive that link in the next 30 seconds or a minute or so. If you do need any assistance at all, just give me a call back and I'll be happy to assist. But other than that, Natasha, do you have any questions for me at all?
Okay. No.
No, okay. Well, I am only a phone call away, and as I said, my name is Aaron. Thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Natasha. All the